Hi there, welcome to this edition of the Arts Roundup. I'm Gerwin Jones, real glad that you could join me. Today I'll be bringing you an overview of historic, contemporary and future cultural events taking place in or emanating from our cultivated island of Cuba. I'll be right back. The ambassador from Cuba in Colombia, José Luis Ponce, has opened the special 60-year anniversary film cycle of the Cuban Institute of Cinematographic Art and Industry, ICAIC, in Bogotá, Colombia. The creation of ICAIC concretized the desire for a national film industry with an integrationist and decolonizing look, and it began with the screening of the film Memories of Underdevelopment by director Tomás Gutiérrez Alea. In its first 10 years of foundation, it created masterpieces in the continent, such as Latin American ICAIC News, directed by Santiago Alvarez, first of its kind in the world, and later declared Memory of the World by UNESCO. In addition, he pointed out continental classics such as Memories of Underdevelopment or Lucia by Humberto Solas, works that we can enjoy in this exhibition. The ambassador of Cuba in Colombia opened the special 60-year film cycle in Bogotá. For 60 years, ICAIC has served as a great school for innumerable professionals and audiovisual technicians throughout Latin America, in addition to promoting and facilitating the constant training of Cuban filmmakers. Maria Paula Lorgia, programming advisor for the Cinemateca de Bogotá, said, "We are very happy to have a sample of 9 films that will be screened throughout the week, several of which have been restored." There is a very special place in the Cuban capital, which originally was called the Mill Farm of the King, or in Spanish, La Quinta de los Molinos del Rey. This beautiful garden is located on Salvador Allende Avenue, known for many years as Carlos Terceros, in the area that begins on Infanta and borders the Stomatology School of the University of Havana, which reaches G Street, a few steps from the Prince's Castle or El Castillo de Príncipe. La Quinta de los Molinos has a wide and beautiful history that began in the colonial era and closely related to events of those days. At the beginning of the tobacco mills, the botanical garden and the first agronomic institution were located there. Various events in the country mark the history of the Quinta. That place is related to the wise Ramón de la Sagra, the first railway in Cuba, and Captain General Miguel de Tacón. The first Spanish leaders who resided in that paradise was Miguel de Tacón himself, at which time the main building was transformed to perform new functions. The entity was occupied by the general captains, or the captains general, who ruled Cuba during the period from 1834 to 1889, when Spanish domination of the island ceased. Generalissimo Máximo Gómez Báez, at the end of the colonial occupation, stayed for 4 months with his family in 1899, and that beautiful place, the first national exhibition, was also held. List Alfonso Dance Cuba, LADC, will perform in Havana and Lima with a show that covers music and many of the dances of the Caribbean country, this company has announced today. Cuba Vibrates. It has been presented in several stages of the world, including the National Auditorium of Mexico, with a capacity of 6,000 spectators. According to the director, teacher, choreographer, List Alfonso, the piece will be exhibited in the Avellaneda Room of the National Theatre of Cuba on October the 25th, 26th and 27th. Meanwhile, in mid-November, the company will arrive for the first time in the capital of Peru, where it will dance the same show at the Grand National Theatre. The work becomes a dance version of the successful musical Amigas, also acclaimed in theatres in the United States, Canada, China, Holland, Belgium and Turkey, just to name a few. LADC has been applauded in more than 200 cities around the world for the impact of its fusion style, agglutinator of elements of flamenco, ballet, contemporary dance, folklore and dissimilar folk dances. Although the fusion style and live music the company achieves in Cuba Vibrates, a tour of those rhythms that have made history on the largest island of the Antilles, Cuba, since the 1950s to date. Therefore, the choreographies indicate cha-cha-cha, mambo, rumba, and conga in perfect harmony with Latin jazz, swing, rock and roll, and flamenco, amongst many other styles. According to the teacher, the presentation becomes an appropriate and fun proposal for the whole family, which combines elegance, passion, and dedication with artistic technical complexity of the choreographies. The Failda Orchestra will accompany the dancers on stage, whose communion with the LADC this summer hit the island of Martinique in the Grand Carbe M.A. César with a capacity for 900 people. At the close of each of these three shows, provided in to the applause, the public's heels flooding the place as a sign of maximum approval in tune with the show's title. And that's it from me for today on the Arts Roundup. I'm Gerwin Jones.